Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was just on MLB Network. Colin Cowherd is talking to me, and my jerseys are hanging in the streets, and people are wearing them and buying them. It's a joke, man. I couldn't have dreamed it any bigger than this. It surprises me every day.
Let's go out to the fan hotline brought to you by Armstrong Business. That's where we find the guy you just heard in that clip, Cole Tucker, who, of all the text message he got after his de facto walk-off home run in his debut, the Colin Cowherd text message, Chris, went a long way.
I don't have your number, so I couldn't throw down a Malzy text message, Cole. I'm sorry.
But he has given you a birthday shout-out.
I know. I owe you one for that birthday shout-out last month.
Cole, do you remember giving Chris the happy birthday Malzy message?
Yeah, I do. I do. It's all good. Don't sweat the text message. My phone's been unbelievably hot right now. So thanks for not sending one. But no, yeah, I do remember that. That's crazy. It's crazy that I'm on with you guys now.
All right.
Happy 34th birthday, Malzy. Can't wait to get to Pittsburgh so I can listen to your awesome radio show. You have great Pittsburgh Pirates opinions, and I've heard you're an excellent athlete. 9 straight threes in one game. You're a Pittsburgh treasure. Cole Tucker here with the Pirates, just saying amen.
I hear a lot of sincerity in your voice there, Cole.
Yeah, right.
Do you believe, because it's true, I have no reason to lie about this, do you believe that a decidedly average athlete in every way, like the most average person alive, could make 9 straight three-pointers in a pickup game?
I guess so. I don't know. So I'm an above average athlete, and I can't shoot a three pointer to save my life. So there's got to be some skill to it, you know. Like I can run and jump and swing and do all that, but
you're skeptical.
I can't shoot a three pointer to save my life.
Yeah, he doesn't believe I'm like Damian Lillard here making 37 footers.
Cole Tucker joining us. Can you dunk, Cole?
Yeah, I can dunk. I can dunk. Yeah. But you put me behind a three-point line, I'm abysmal.
I'm going to be honest. As a guy that played extremely below-the-rim basketball, just how casually, like, oh, yeah, I can dunk.
Oh, yeah.
That's like me saying, yeah, I can put butter on toast in the morning. It hurts me a little bit to hear you say that with such ease and nonchalance.
Well, it's different. I'm 6'3". I mean, I'm lucky. I got all my athletic talent from my mom. My mom was a two-sport athlete, like All-American in college. She played volleyball and track at the University of Arizona.
Damn.
So I've got some crazy athlete genes coming from her. So it's all about mama for me.
So if your dad heard you say that, he'd nod along and be like, yes, Cole, that is correct.
100%. My dad's like a stocky 5'9" guy. Played 1 year of minor league baseball. Like he would completely agree with me.
Have you ever seen Josh Bell's dad? He looks like he bends iron bars in the circus.
Yeah, I have. I ran into JB and his folks at a restaurant in Bradenton during spring training, and his dad looks like a transformer. I was like, damn, like how, like who are you?
I'm
but
guessing
it
that's
you
a
see
firm,
Josh, and it totally makes sense.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's a firm handshake for
Mr.
Bell.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
The forearm crumbling handshake.
How long is your family going to stay in town? Because we get a shot of them every game now. Are they just going to stick it out for the rest of the year? What's the plan there?
Yeah, no, I was talking to Neil the other day. He said they're just going to stick in town, and he's going to sign them to contracts. They're going to be Pirates too. I'm just kidding. But they're kind of trickling out. My little brother has a playoff baseball game back home today. He's a high schooler, and he has a game today. So he's back. My mom's back. My dad's still here. He'll be leaving tomorrow. My older brother is still here. He's leaving tomorrow. They're shuffling out as we get ready for the road trip to get ready to go to LA.
Has it sunk in? Like, have things returned for you to some degree of, all right, I'm in the majors now. Like, this is the day-to-day grind, the job, or is sort of the glow of how you got your first hit and everything surrounding that still sort of dominating for you daily right now?
it's not dominating, but it's definitely a thing. You know, I'm constantly reminded of it every day. Like, if I go grab food before I come to the field, or I'm walking to the field, or I go to a restaurant after the game, you know, people stop me and recognize me and approach me, you know. So I'm definitely getting reminded and noticed, like reminded of it a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Having to do a lot of press stuff because of who I am and how I got here, you know. But it's cool. I mean, I've definitely settled in baseball-wise. Like, I'm getting used to, you know, just being here and playing every day and being in the lineup in a big league game. You know, that's starting to sink in. There's some stuff off the field that I'm not, you know, that you never get used to. You never get used to being noticed or a celebrity, what have you. You know, you never really get used to that. I'm a very average, normal kid. You know, it's something that's going to take some time getting used to, but I'm enjoying it, and I'm taking it as it comes.
Cole Tucker joining us. Are you looking forward to your first big league road trip?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, L.A. is kind of like, if I didn't live in Arizona, I would live in L.A. My older brother lives there. My agent lives there. I've spent a ton of time there, and I have a lot of friends there, so I'm excited for that trip, you know, just to get dressed up and go on the flight and just the experience, you know, getting on the road trip. I was talking to Jameson Taillon a couple of days ago. He's like, dude, you don't realize you're in the big leagues till you go on a road trip. Like, it is just first class. It's insane. So I'm looking forward to it.
What does that say about the International League? Like, is it hot dogs and hamburgers after every game?
Hey, don't be dogging hot dogs and hamburgers. That sounds pretty good, honestly.
No. I mean, the International League, in the towns I did get to go to, I went to Toledo and Columbus. Columbus was really nice. Columbus was pretty showy. And Indianapolis is a big league city. I mean, they're there. They have the Pacers and they have the Colts. I mean, it feels like a big league city. Indy was no slouch whatsoever, you know.
That doesn't answer the hot dogs and hamburgers question, Cole.
Oh, no. I mean, I eat like I'm 12 years old. I eat a lot of chicken fingers and mac and cheese and burgers and stuff like that. I'll still be eating that here in the big
league. All right. Good. A very important question here. I think you and I, even though you're a much better athlete than I could have ever hoped to be in my wildest dreams, and the dunking thing still just kind of bums me out a little bit, is ketchup, yes or no, ketchup on a hot dog?
Ketchup only on a hot dog, nothing else.
Oh, well, this was a great interview. See ya. No, I'm kidding. But I am a mustard and onions guy only. I can't believe you do ketchup on the hot dog.
I can't. Dude, he eats like a 10-year-old.
I eat like a 10-year-old. I don't eat onions on anything. I don't eat mustard. I don't do tomatoes. I don't do onions. I don't do pickles. I'm a very picky eater. I'm literally 12 years old.
So you said, I think, on TV the other night that you were a big Arizona Cardinals fan. And I'm just wondering, now that you're in Pittsburgh, if you're going to suck up to the fans here the same way Archer did. When he got to the airport, he bought an Antonio Brown jersey, which now in retrospect doesn't seem like the best of moves. But at the time it was
a smart play.
Yes. So what do you do now? You could, Cole, just as a piece of advice, you could just rock the Larry Fitzgerald jersey.
Yeah, that'll work.
So ironically, when I came to Pittsburgh in the off season for Pirate Fest, I bought a Larry Fitzgerald Pitt jersey. It's blue and gold, like number one, Larry Fitzgerald on the back. So I kind of jumped the gun on that. So I mean, I'm still a Cardinals fan, but I've always, and ironically, I've always cheered for the Steelers. One of my dad's best friends, basically my uncle, his name's Calvin Fisher. He works for the Steelers. So I've always kind of on the outside rooted for them. And I follow along. I picked up James Conner last year in fantasy football week one and kicked ass all year because of it. So I'm definitely a secondary Steelers fan. I'm definitely gonna try to catch a game this year. So I feel like I can do both. I know Steelers football is no joke.
Well, they call Arizona Steelers West.
I was gonna say
Pittsburgh
there's probably
West.
Like 30 Steelers bars within 10 miles of that stadium because everyone moved there in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I've always rooted for the Steelers. I used to love Mike Wallace back in the day when he would catch like a 90-yard touchdown every game. You know, I always truly have been a Steelers fan. I have a picture of me when I was like 4 years old in a Steelers T-shirt.
I think he set the record for like the longest touchdown reception by a Steeler in Arizona a few years ago.
He had a long
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I just got to give you credit, man. You're wise beyond your years to pull the Larry Fitzgerald Pitt jersey. That is a very You're 22, correct?
That's a veteran move.
Yeah,
Cole.
I'm 22. I felt like I could appease both fan bases.
Let me just say, 21 or 22-year-old Chris Muller, if he's in any kind of situation even remotely like that, I do not think far enough ahead to go Larry Fitz Pitt jersey. So I want to give you a lot of props for that.
Cole, I'm going to sneak in a baseball question here. Last night, so two outs in the ninth. When does Hurdle say to you, "I'm going to go with Gung here"? Does he give you a feeling before the inning starts? Are you up there and then you get pulled back? Take us through that if you could.
I was just up on deck getting ready for the AB, and I think Servy was ahead of me, and he recorded the second out. And as soon as that happened, I just got called back. Said, "Hey, Tuck, come on." So I knew it was happening, but I had no indication of it going into it. But I mean, I just heard my name and came back to the dugout.
As a quick sort of secondary baseball question, then, you said you felt like you've settled in since the de facto walk-off. Was the heart going faster than usual there? Did you feel like, hey, yeah, game's on the line. If I'm stepping into that batter's box in a couple seconds here, I feel fine about it?
Yeah, no, I mean, you always get amped up for those situations. My heart was going a little bit. I understood that I had a chance if I hit there to tie the game. I understand there that if I hit there, I had a chance to win the game, you know, with one swing. So I was really excited about that opportunity, you know, and those opportunities are going to show up. They'll show up again. Baseball's a long year. It's a long sport. It's a long game. Tons of opportunities present themselves, and just ready for it when it comes, you know.
That's a professional answer. That's like a
– Correct.
Right out of the – baseball handbook for what
101
to say
oh yeah
ask these types of questions. Cole, do you watch Game of Thrones?
So I've like tried a couple times. I watched the first and second season a few years ago, and I just couldn't get through it because it's depressing, and like Ned Stark dies and then Joffrey's from hell and he's ruling everything and you just hate it. So I stopped watching after the second season, and then I watched the first episode of this last season and saw, like, what's going on. I'm up to date with what's going on, but I don't really watch it religiously.
Okay.
I think that's a good answer because I have never watched a single minute of the show and prefer everyone be like
me. But
are
there guys in the clubhouse who are talking about it constantly?
In AAA, yes, there were. Here, I haven't heard that much chatter about it. I've heard more so of, like, hey, I wish I watched Game of Thrones. We were talking about that at dinner a couple nights ago, but I haven't heard that much crazy Game of Thrones talk since I've been here in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Well, just listen to our show because we've got a lot.
We
of
spend that, at least so. 10 minutes a day on Game of Thrones,
and then maybe we can pass Cowherd in your books. Slowly
deal,
but surely.
Deal. Sounds good.
All right, Cole,
thanks, Cole.
Thanks for giving Chris the happy 34th birthday shout out, and I'll be there tonight with my wife, so we'll wave to you.
Awesome. Thank you. See you guys there. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate you guys.
You bet. Cole Tucker. That was cool.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.